Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Take Care of Yourself from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little about how making simple, healthy changes in your lifestyle can benefit your health in so many ways. Many people find that there are times in their lives when they realise they haven't been taking care of themselves properly. Sometimes it's when you've got a lot to deal with at work, say, and you let your eating habits get unhealthy. Perhaps some of your friends and colleagues seem to live on croissant and coffee or beer and pizza, and neglecting yourself feels normal when you're in that culture. But the fact that you're listening to this now means you're realising you need to make changes if you're going to live a long, healthy life. An 11-year study at Cambridge University examining the lifestyles of 20,000 men and women found that small, common-sense changes in your lifestyle can have a dramatic impact on your health. People who ate 5 or more portions of fruit and vegetables a day, did moderate exercise, drank alcohol in moderation, and didn't smoke, tended to live an average of 14 years longer than people who didn't have these healthy habits. 14 years. That's nearly 1.5 decades. Now, there might be specific ways that you'd like to begin to take care of yourself better. Or you might just want to generally be kinder on your body and follow the basic steps of not smoking, only drinking in moderation, exercising sensibly, and eating at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day. So this session is about making these healthy habits more and more natural for you, so that you really feel that pride in yourself and the increased energy levels and vitality that you get when you start to take good care of yourself. So if you haven't yet closed your eyes, I'd like you to do that right now. And I don't know if you've experienced hypnosis before, but as you begin to relax over the course of the next few minutes or so, you can really feel comfortable in the knowledge that you're using this time to tap into your natural ability to instinctively learn, to connect with your body, and to take the time to enjoy the rest of your mind's ability to change, to update your instincts, to become the person you want to be. Because when people deeply relax and go into trance and let go into a deeply meditative state, something that every culture in the world throughout history instinctively knows is a healthy thing to do, then you develop the ability to focus your intentions, to develop a congruence in your life, where instead of promising yourself you'll eat healthily, and then the next day having a donut, instead of promising yourself you'll exercise, and then watching your gym shoes gathering dust, you begin to find a depth of commitment and sincerity inside to make real changes, to value yourself and treat a promise as something sacred. And as you relax into a trance this time, I'd like you to really begin to focus on what you want for yourself, what kind of person you want to be, how many benefits there would be in becoming this kind of you, where you take care of yourself and enjoy greater energy and a real pride in yourself. Now, consciously, you might not know how to go into hypnosis. And you might even wonder if you're able to go into a trance, or if you're in one yet, and that's fine. Because just as you don't consciously know how, you're understanding these words. You don't consciously know how you feel sleepy. You don't consciously know how you laugh at a joke. You don't consciously know how you become deeply absorbed in a movie or a book. These are all instinctive responses. Part of what it is to be human. And hypnosis is just another instinctive shift in your consciousness. That you don't know how to do, but you do know how without knowing it. You relax. That body. And let that mind comfortably drift into wondering what the fingertips of that left hand would feel like if they were to become very still, very relaxed. How the fingers on that left hand would feel if they were to go into trance. And how would that left hand feel? That left arm? If it were becoming heavier and more relaxed? And as you notice the rate of your breathing, the inhale and the exhale. Then you imagine that left arm, that left shoulder, enjoying a pleasant sense of comfort and deep relaxation. That's it. You might notice that you start to feel a real difference between the sensations in that left arm compared to that right arm. That's Perhaps one a little heavier. One a little lighter. Perhaps one's a bit warmer. And the other's a bit cooler. That's it. And you've seen your own face in the mirror before. And sometimes you've looked at yourself and seen that you look a bit tired. Other times you've looked healthier and more fresh. I wonder what it would be like to be able to look at your own face, here and now, and see it begin to soften, to begin to relax, to watch the jaw muscles loosen, to watch the forehead smooth out, to see the tiny muscles around the eyes relax as those shoulders sink. And if you could see the rise and fall of that chest, there would certainly come a point when you'd notice the breathing was becoming a little slower and deeper. That's it. As if the thoughts in that mind were just starting to slow down and become a bit softer and more dreamlike. And there's no need to go all the way down right away. You can just enjoy this growing relaxation as a gateway into the kind of state where you can really learn in a new way now. And since the moment you were conceived, you've had a blueprint deep in yourself, in your DNA, for the development of your body. A blueprint of potential. And just as a seed has the blueprint of a strong, healthy plant within it. And if you provide that seed with the right nutrients, good soil, sunlight, water, then that plant can grow to its full potential, stretching out its leaves in the sunlight. Basking in the rain. So your body contains the blueprint of a naturally healthy body within it, which was already there when you were just a single cell.
there to guide your development into a fetus, into a baby. And there's something about the vulnerability of a baby. Its wide eyes, its innocence and curiosity, its tiny hands and feet that makes us instinctively want to protect that child. Because you can see the preciousness there of the human being that has just come into the world, as if you can see the potential, the whole life ahead of this infant. And if that child is given the right nourishment to help them grow strong and resilient and nourished emotionally with attention and love, and creatively stimulated to develop itself, then that baby can really thrive. And I'd like you to pay attention to the astonishing intricacy of this infant. The amazing sophistication of that body, an immune system ready to learn how to deal with viruses and bacteria, lungs that work hard to absorb oxygen and expel carbon dioxide, a brain with millions of neurons primed to learn, to speak languages, to master complex skills, to adapt to whatever culture it grows up in, primed to learn emotionally, how to connect and bond with others, how to use its innate capacity to be rational and calm down irrational anger or fear. A marvelous glandular system, releasing precisely tailored hormones, letting you know when it's time to sleep, when it's time to wake up. Taste buds and smell receptors that let you know what's good to put in your mouth and what's not. And not only is this tiny infant more sophisticated than the most complex machine in existence, but it's a living being, a consciousness, a person, utterly unique, an unprecedented blending of genes and environmental factors, never to be repeated again. A person with unique strengths, whose life will involve successes and challenges, sadness and joy, and who will take a unique journey through life. And I'd like you to realize that once upon a time, this was you. And you yourself have the blueprint of a healthy, vibrant body and mind, even now, right now, as a permanent part of your DNA. And if sometimes a plant hasn't grown in good soil, or perhaps has not had enough light, it might need caring for. It might need replanting in a place where it can thrive. It might need some proper nutrients. And if your own way of living, your own habits, haven't let that original blueprint within your cells thrive as it might, or if some unnecessary strains have occurred, perhaps forcing that body to survive on lower quality food, or to process unhealthy substances, so that body found itself having to develop without being properly stretched and exercised. And as you look at the infant you once were, you can really begin to feel a desire now to honor and respect the preciousness of your body, and begin to wonder about what kinds of shifts it's going to be important to make in the future. And I'd like you to begin to feel a determination that it's time to make a change. And as you look out towards the future, I'd like you to see yourself out there in the future. Are you out there who you really want to be? Who's taking care of themselves and looking healthier, with bright, sparkling eyes, healthy, glowing skin, more energy, that's it, to fulfill your potential and create the environment where your body and mind can thrive. And as you let this idea become more and more vivid, that's it. I'd like you to take this determination now into one of those times where you're going to need it. One of those times when one of those old unhealthy habits would have previously pulled you off course. Perhaps not bothering to exercise. Perhaps eating badly. Or not stopping drinking alcohol at an appropriate point. And I'd like you to just get a glimpse of that infant self, the preciousness of your life, knowing that this journey won't last forever. And it's so important to take care of yourself. As you notice yourself, respond in a new way. Perhaps you do some more exercise. Perhaps make healthier choices about what you eat or drink as the first stepping stone towards becoming that healthier you. And I wonder what it will be like after a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks of making healthier choices. How you remember the image of that baby, you. And remember to take care of yourself. To let yourself rest and heal. To get a proper amount of sleep. To nourish yourself properly. And what fruit and veg will you be adding to your regular meals? What will you be shopping for? What meals will you be choosing? To make sure you do things that give you enjoyment. And that leave you feeling better. Perhaps talking to friends, going for a walk, doing some healthy exercise, listening to music, and to really notice the benefits. That pride in yourself, the ability to wake up in the morning and really feel good. And you can listen to this session regularly and deepen the benefits. And feel even better as you make real changes in your life. And for now, You can just prepare to become wide awake again. Little by little, in your own time, noticing at first the position of your body, perhaps, becoming more aware of the sensation of the surface that you're resting on, more aware of any sounds around you. You can reorientate yourself fully to this present moment and to your surroundings. Just coming all the way back, that's it. And as you open up your eyes, you might enjoy a nice stretch. And welcome back. Excellent. Now, the more you relax to this download, the more you'll notice yourself naturally making healthier choices and respecting and caring for your body. We recommend that you listen to it every day for a week at first, and after that, as often as you like. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find helpful, such as eat more vegetables and exercise motivation. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.